Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Team Toby Positive Radio Show with your host, Charmaine Hammond. Join us each week as Charmaine and her Team Toby Pack improve lives by teaching kindness, acceptance, and respect. Our mission is to get listeners into the conversation about living a fulfilled, prosperous life through the unique and powerful animal-human bond. Be part of the team and lead the way of change. Find us on the web, Facebook, and YouTube at The Original Team Toby and on Twitter at Team Toby 2. Here's your host, Charmaine Hammond.
Hello, hello. We're back again with another episode of Positive Radio. You know, one of the very, very cool things about being a radio host is not only the amazing people that we get to meet, like today, Tricia Montgomery, but it's also how much I learn every radio show. It's sort of like going back to school and learning a new topic. This topic today has never been done on Positive Radio, folks, if you're at the right place. Let me introduce our amazing guest, Tricia Montgomery, who actually is also a WIPN member, Women in the Pet Industry Network. And you've heard me talk about WIPN so much, and I've interviewed so many of the members because they are just doing incredible things in the animal and human world. Now, Tricia is the CEO and founder of Canine Fit Club, and she's the nation's leading expert and pioneer in human canine fitness. She has a diverse experience in veterinary medicine, public relations, animal rescue, personal training, and actually her own weight loss journey gave her the perfect combination of skills to create this nationwide community of certified trainers that are absolutely dedicated to health, fitness, and the wellness of dogs and their people. Tricia's going to share how she got started in all of this, but what I also want to know is that Canine Fit Club is now turning these certified trainers into franchises around the globe as they roll out the Canine Fit Club franchises summer 2015. And I love, love, love how people turn their passion into a business. Tricia, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Charmaine. Absolutely wonderful to be here and just, gosh, really, really appreciate the opportunity. And as we say at Canine Fit Club, working out's not so rough when you include your best friend. And we're here to give people and their dogs a new leash on life.
Oh, I love that, new leash on life. Now, tell us how you got started in all this, because you weren't working in the fitness area or even, how did this all begin?
I was not. I was the perfect example of what I call a couch potato. I was very unhappy with my life. I was morbidly obese. I went to see my veterinarian who, like a normal visit, it always was really nice, only this time it was a little bit different. I went to see my veterinarian, and he looked at me, and he walked back out and walked back in, and he sat across from me, and he said, every time you come in here, not only is Louie gaining weight, he now has the onset of diabetes, but he looked at me as professionally as he could, and he just said, you're not getting any thinner, Patricia. And that was just for somebody to say that to you, I've been made fun of my whole life. I've been stood up for senior prom. I've been, made fun of, fatty patty, whatever you want to call it, let's pull into a truck stop and weigh you. All these things were part of my life, and I thought it was because of everybody else, the coulda, shoulda, woulda brothers. And I didn't even think that maybe it might have something to do with me. And so I went home, and I binged some more, and at that time, I looked at exercise as just opening the door and letting Louie out and then walking back in and just sitting back on the couch or just, for me, walking to the mailbox was an extreme activity. And I would say about 4 to 5 days after that time, I took my clothes off for the first time, and I looked at myself in the mirror, and I was unhealthy. And importantly, everything that I had done to myself, I'd done to him. And something snapped inside of me, and we just began, throwing things out of cabinets and cleaning things out, and I grabbed the leash,
wow,
as little as it was, and I tried to walk. And, walking to the mailbox, walking half a block was difficult because, you know, my thighs would go together, and I was winded. And so we started every day doing something. We would drive places in the dead of nighttime because I didn't want people to see what I looked like, because I was embarrassed by the way that I looked. And about a month and a half after that time, I had really been on this kick of doing things, and I'd started to lose weight. And I went back to him, and I asked him for a job. And so I actually began working in his clinic. And then after that time, I come from the days of Mark Opperman. I come from the days of what's in for the counts. I mean, the veterinary profession has been part of my life since probably 1993. And that's a long time. I've been in this profession a long time, and I've grown up with it. So I then went on to become public education director for the Chicago Veterinary Medical Association, and then I went on to become executive director for the association. But during that time, I realized when I left the association that I was kind of writing my business plan for Canine Fit Club without even realizing, because I saw how difficult it was for veterinarians to tell their clients that their dog or cat was unhealthy or obese. I hate to use the word fatter and obese because they're not nice words, or they're unhealthy words, but they're part of life. But we saw the trend, and we saw how difficult it was because for fear of losing the client or tiptoeing around the issue or just not saying things, people wouldn't do anything, because I don't think that at that time they really realized the health implications for dogs or cats. And then also, more recently, and thank you, Dr. Ernie Ward and all these amazing people, Dr. Marty Becker and Dr. Krishner from Northwestern, that really looked the study and said there is a correlation between people and dogs, and that our emotions are going up and down the leash, our bad habits are going on up and down the leash. We have to become supersized, and so have our pets, because we have made fat pets the new norm. Because if you look at the obesity statistics from dogs and people, there's a direct correlation to those numbers, as well the risks that affect us affect our dogs. So osteoarthritis, high blood pressure, heart and respiratory disease, kidney disease, cancer, and most importantly, it's living a longer, happier, healthier life. And that's what Canine Fit Club does. That's what working out does with your dog, or just taking those first steps, and just a little bit of something is a whole lot better than a whole lot of nothing. And
I love that. I just want to pause you there for a minute, because I love that you've talked about these little steps and what a journey that was. And I know there's people listening that are just going to be taking this information in, Tricia, because many of us, whether it's weight or health, whatever, even sometimes we just don't feel motivated to do something. And I love that you've brought up how our pets can actually be the reason, be that inspiration to get out there and be healthy. And I know when we moved to Vancouver, which is where we live now, we moved from a very snowy province that was winter 8 months of the year to now a very rainy province. And I remember saying to my husband one day, I said, you know what, Chris, I'm so grateful that we have pets in our life as our family members, because they force me to get outside many times a day, not only for fitness, but for fresh air and just enjoying life that way. And I love that you've brought that up, that what we do in our life reflects our pets. So if we're inactive, if we're not taking care of ourselves, that's going to ripple out to our pets.
It does. And I think also emotions, Charmaine, too, because if I'm not feeling good about myself, if I'm not feeling confident about myself, if I'm unhappy about the way that I look, or maybe I've binged on something or eaten something the night before, and that's going to go to my dog, whether it comes out in misbehaviors, whether it comes out in tugging, whether it comes out in bad behavior of chewing on something. I don't know if people realize this, that when I'm unhappy, my dog's unhappy. When I'm not confident, my dog's unhappy. Similar to that, if I'm doing something good for me, and I'm feeling fantastic about what I'm doing, and I'm feeling better, who's going to become more behaved, more confident? Your dog.
Exactly.
And because you're doing something good for them, you're doing something good for you. And I will tell you, most people, a lot of times, we just get beat up in life. We just do. We're women.
Mm.
We, you know, it's the coulda, shoulda, wouldas. It's the people that just, you know, whether it's divorce or something, and then we as women carry so much of those things on our shoulders, and I think our dogs are the solace that we have at times, and so it's just it's it, we just ta- it's again that's taking that first step to doing something, and whether it's, you know, adding a high knee to your walk, adding a lunge to it, maybe during the middle of your walk that you go over to a bench and you sit on the bench and you go into a tricep dip. It's just adding something, but they're your best workout. They look to you for unconditional love, and what better form of unconditional love than giving them a healthy life? Because those problems that I mentioned, as far as all the, you know, all the health problems, they can really be eliminated, most of them, with decreasing that weight. Because obesity is the number one preventable health problem in the nation for both people and their dogs. And I'm not just talking about people. I'm not just talking about you know, your 30 to 50 year old crowd, your 60s. We're going into children as well, because we're shaping them. And think about that. If you look at kids right now, or children, the percentage of adolescents who are obese is probably about 21% now. Ages 2 to 5 for obese right now, that is at a whopping 14.7. If you teach these children right, and you get them learning about proper exercise and taking care of their dog, and if you have a dog, your chances are of getting more exercise are 34%. So having a dog is going to be so amazing for us. But you know, you're walking 300 more minutes on average. You're decreasing your stress level, and it's something that allows you to just have an amazing relationship and bond, as well as getting fed with
food
too.
That's so true. You know, I love that you're talking about this. And one of the things I'm really getting from you, Tricia, is that you're talking about moving with purpose. Like, you're out for a walk and you just stop and do a couple of stretches. And I'm going to keep that in mind when I'm walking with Toby, not just that we're out for a walk or that he's out to do his business, but this is about us together moving with purpose for our health. And, you know, one of the things I did, this is kind of funny, but I like to have little competitions with myself. I don't know about you, Trisha, and some of the listeners here, but I have my little app on my cell phone that tracks your steps. So I was out one day with Toby, and it was just gorgeous. And it was one of those days you actually don't want to come back inside, so you keep walking and walking. And we had just a beautiful walk. And I got home, and I had walked something like 4,265 steps or something. And I thought, oh, wow. So then the next morning, I thought, you know, I should just make
that.
I can beat that. Then I went down to the gym, and I had it in my pocket. So, of course, as I'm on the elliptical trainer, it's tracking all my steps. And then I got home, and I thought, wow, I've done 7,400 steps today. This is so cool. But I thought, I'm not going to bed till I do 10,000.
Oh, my goodness.
So Toby and I went for this very long walk. But now I set a new goal, 12,000 steps a day. And yesterday I actually reached 14,100.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. But it was just, you know, I'll tell you, I didn't want to go to the gym last night. I really didn't. I thought about every excuse that I could, you know, maybe I need to clean floors, or maybe I should just go clean the bathroom. But I got desperate, thinking, I don't want to go to the gym, and I started making excuses. And then I looked down, and there's Toby, and his tail's wagging. I thought, okay, I'm going to go to the gym, and then we're going to go for our walk. And you know, our animals can be such amazing champions for us if we let them do that.
Yeah, it's creating healthy habits for both of us. And so when you get into the habit of doing something, I mean, habits are good for your dogs, because they need a schedule, the same as us. We need a schedule too, because it's accountability, and really you're accountable to your dog. I mean, if you think about your ability that our dogs can't be the one to go, hey, Mom, I'm going to go out for a walk now. I'm going to grab a leash. I'll see you in a half an hour. You know, we have to be the ones to do that. I mean, we as humans have to set the example. We have to do that. And also, you think about nutrition. Think about those little things, too, that play into this. You know, people throw a cookie or a cheese or, you know, a hot dog. Think about one little cookie or for our dogs. That's one hamburger for maybe 145-pound woman. An ounce of cheese. That, I mean, it adds up. And so your life has to be in balance. So, you know, your emotions have to be in place, your nutrition has to be in check, and your exercises. It's that triangle, that stool that has to all fall into place together, and it's so very important. You know, go see your veterinarian, go see your doctor, find out, make sure you have a that you're both well to start doing something and begin it. And again, it's those small steps you take, and, you know, they can, my story has resonated with so many people that it's become everyone's story. So we've got programs for people in wagon wheelchair. I've got PTSD. We have breast cancer. We have people with Down syndrome and all the way to bark and burn and advanced, you know, in the six-pack ab crowd. But it's just about being healthy and whatever healthy means to you. And that's the most important thing, is that we're not in competition with each other. We're, you know, it's all about just unconditional love and that healthy, you know, that healthy, well, and living longer, happier, healthier lives with our dogs beside us. It's that motivation, as we say, not motivation.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, and your energy, Tricia, and your passion for what you do is off the charts. I love
it. I love what I do. I get to talk to people like you. We get to inspire people daily. And it's, you know, I think we love, and we were talking, we have staff meetings every Monday and Friday, and how much we love coming to work. And I think you've got to love what you do. You've got to really have fun, and it's a wonderful environment we have here, and we've got amazing Canine Fit Club certified trainers and master trainers across the country, and opening those up to Canine Fit Clubs, real Canine Fit Clubs in brick and mortar locations across the country. And and it's reaching people with this message of their dogs as their best workout partner. You know, everybody cancels. I mean, let's face it. I think I heard the story that many a time, and I think in blog pause or whatever, that a lot of people were out there staying out late at nighttime. Your dog doesn't stay out late. He doesn't, like, go dancing or, you know, whatever. And he's not going to call you up and cancel and say, listen, you know, I had another glass of wine last night. I'm not going to be able to join you. The dogs are like, okay, let's go. And so that, you know, that wag and tail and that face and that look, they're going to be so excited to have you up and moving, and the love that you receive from them is going to be a lifetime, much longer of love, because you're getting healthy in the process.
True. Well, Tricia, where do people find out about you, the Canine Fit Club? What's going on this summer? Where can they find you?
They can go to caninefitclub.com, and that's our website, or they can always visit us on Facebook. We have an amazing presence and fan base, and we communicate a ton on Facebook, and so definitely reach out to us there. They're welcome to reach out to me if anybody wants to talk, or if anybody needs some tips or motivation or needs a start, a little exercise plan. I can create something for them, and happy to do that. And my email is Tricia@caninefitclub.com, and I love people, and I have a passion for people and dogs, and because of my background, I love people, and if there's one person that I can help, that means the world to me, and so I think I've done my job if I even help just one person.
Beautiful. Well, I'm going to put a challenge out to everyone listening. So I want to make sure that you all go on, check out the website, and make sure you go and follow Canine Fitness Club on Facebook. And here's the challenge. I'd love you to do what Tricia talked about today, moving with purpose and taking those extra steps today to just do something different and to push ourselves a little bit further towards even more health in our life with our amazing animal family members. So, Tricia, thank you so much
for
being with us today. Oh, my gosh, that was a great conversation, and first time we've ever had that here on Positive Radio, so thank you.
Thank you so much.
And, folks, you know, it's not just about what we can do with fitness at home and in our family with our dogs. What about in the workplace? We've got people who are stressed out and tired, and some people who come to work who are not happy with their job. And I can tell you, my gosh, if we had Tricia in the workplaces with dogs doing fitness activities at lunch, I can tell you productivity would go up. I can tell you resilience would be higher. Employees would enjoy their work. So my challenge for all of you listening that are in the corporate world, what can you do this week? What can you do this week to make a bigger impact in employee wellness, which is not just about health and fitness, it's how people feel in the workplace, how people are engaged in the workplace. But what can you do this week around the physical side of fitness could you have a bring your dog to work day where people can go out on lunch break and walk their dogs? What about a trip up to the local SPCA to see if there's any dogs there that need walking? What could you do at lunchtime or coffee break, 15 minutes, to make a difference in your life and maybe in the life of an animal? We know that healthy workplaces are productive workplaces, and it makes a big difference in the world. Of course, we're going on our Million Acts of Kindness tour in September. Woohoo! It's a couple of months away now. And we're on a big mission, folks. We're going to inspire and participate in a Million Acts of Kindness. And we can't do that alone, of course. Toby and I have a big vision. We really hope you'll join us on the tour. You can find out more on our Facebook page, The Original Team Toby. And, of course, you'll be hearing about it on the radio shows. We've got incredible partners, The Original Poop Bags. We also have Petland Canada, Canadian Traveler Magazine. We also have Atlanta Photography, Fabulous at 50, Creative on the Move, to name a few. I'm going to be mentioning different partners every time we come on the show. And I want to give a big shout-out to WIPIN, Women in the Pet Industry Network, and their members, because they have been powerful, powerful champions of what we're trying to do in building a kinder planet together. And, of course, for those of you who love, love, love to travel, what's on your bucket list for travel these days? If you want to share your bucket list items or maybe find out what other people are doing to fulfill their bucket list in traveling, head on over to CanadianTraveler.com. They're one of our partners, but they have an amazing magazine of people traveling everywhere in the world. I'd love you to share what's on your bucket list. Thanks again for listening, everybody. Keep in touch with us, and until next time, let's be kind to one another.